Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, February 2nd. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. In most of my podcasts, I reference personal power in some way or another, because I think having personal power, being empowered as an individual, realizing that we're all connected to one another, is a very critical part of identity, and it's a critical part of us thriving as a species. And so, yes, even today, the podcast has this aspect of personal power. But one of the things I want to call your attention to is that it is easiest to lose personal power in times of emergency. Because in times of emergency, we often do things and abdicate our own sense of responsibility for what we perceive as an urgent situation that needs extraordinary response. And it's in moments like that when you give up certain aspects of your personal power, believing that when the emergency is over, you'll get them back. And in many instances, that's exactly what happens. But in some instances, it doesn't happen. Because once you abdicate personal responsibility, depending on the context in which you do it, it may not be there for you to retrieve when the emergency is over. I want to talk about what happened to Whoopi Goldberg this week on The View and her comments about the Holocaust. But in order to give context to what she said and what happened to her as a result of what she said, I have to do a little history, because there is actually an aspect to the Nazi Party rise to power in Germany in the 1930s, a very specific aspect of that rise called the Night of Long Knives, which I think is easily tied to what happened to Whoopi Goldberg and what you may see more of coming in the future. So indulge me for a little bit of history. The Nazis in the 1930s, Hitler in particular, was making efforts to gain control or a majority of the Reichstag. The Reichstag was the German, Nazi Germany sort of pseudo parliament. And in February of 33, as that campaign moved into its final days, the German Reichstag building, the German parliament, was set on fire and it burnt to the ground. And an atmosphere developed right after that of terror and panic. The Nazi Party, which was only one faction of the German political landscape at that point, the Nazi Party used the atmosphere of panic to their advantage, because what they did was they encouraged anti-communism, because there was a young man who was arrested, allegedly connected to the fire, and he was a communist from, I think, from another country, wasn't from Germany. And so the Nazis played upon that to ramp up the terror and the fear. Hermann Göring, who was one of the most powerful figures in the Nazi era, kind of declared that communism and the communists were planning a national uprising to overthrow the Weimar Republic. And that hysteria helped turn the public against communists, who were, at the time, one of the Nazis' most ardent opponents. As a result of that hysteria and Göring's ramping up, 4,000 people were imprisoned. Again, in February of 33, couple days after the fire, President Hindenburg signed what was called the Emergency Decree for the Protection of the German People. And that decree suspended the democratic aspects of the Weimar Republic and declared a state of emergency, which then gave the Nazis the basis for persecution and oppression of any opponents who they had at the time who were being framed as traitors to the Republic. As a result, people were imprisoned for absolutely no reason. The decree that the president had made also removed basic personal freedoms, which Germans had had. It removed freedom of speech. It removed the right to own property. It removed the right to trial before imprisonment. Now, stay with me because this is all going somewhere very specific and bringing it very current. So let me continue here. The Nazis suppressed any opposition that there was to their power. And they were able to basically go from a road to democracy to a road to dictatorship. So that by March of 1933, there was a new election that took place. And in that election, there was a very high turnout. People were very scared and they wanted some kind of stability. The Nazis in that election, I think they had like 44% of the vote, which was an improvement of almost 10% over the prior vote that had taken place the November before. And despite that improvement, the Nazis still did not command a majority of the Reichstag, and that's what they were after. Hitler feared a particular aspect of the movement. And that aspect, they were called the SA. It was the assault division of the Nazi party, and they were known as the Brown Shirts or the Stormtroopers, probably words you're sort of familiar with. They were a violent paramilitary group that were attached to the Nazi party. Their leader's name was Ernst Röhm, and Ernst Röhm was a real threat to Hitler's leadership. And that fear was intensified by Goering and Himmler, who gave Hitler reports that Röhm was organizing a coup against Hitler. So here we get to the important part, the Night of Long Knives. On June 30th in 1934, all the leaders of the SA, of the Brown Shirts, were ordered to attend a meeting at a hotel in Bavaria. When Hitler arrived, he personally placed Röhm under arrest, as he did with the other high-ranking SA leaders. Over the next 2 days, most of the SA leadership were placed under arrest and murdered without trial. Röhm himself, who was initially pardoned, was given the choice of suicide or murder. When he refused to take his own life, he was shot on July 1, 1934 by two SS guards. By July 13th of 1934, the Reichstag retroactively approved a bill that legalized the purge that had gone on as emergency defense measures. Why do I tell you all of this? Why do I belabor this story of what happened in the Night of Long Knives? It's because it was the emergency or the alleged emergency nature of several of those events that I just went through that allowed the Nazi Party to gain increased rapid control over the German government. Because people were frightened. They were frightened of the unknown. They were frightened of the fire at the Reichstag, the equivalent, let's say, January 6th. You know, it was their parliament. It was burnt to the ground. Liken it to January 6th, where the marches and the alleged insurrection, which was not an insurrection, but the alleged insurrection took place. People were scared. And so they seized the moment. Well, you may remember from a prior podcast, and if you don't, let me just refresh your memory. Rahm Emanuel was the White House chief of staff for about a year and a half for Barack Obama. And Emanuel is quoted with the following: "You never let a serious crisis go to waste." And what I mean by that is it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before, end quote. Well, that's what happened in Nazi Germany. But let's bring it home. After 9/11, we got the Patriot Act, which began to infringe on our rights of privacy and continues to do so to this day. After George Floyd's murder, another crisis emergency, we got riots that destroyed private property, that killed people, that killed officers and injured police officers, and we got the defund the police movement. Post Donald Trump's presidency, we got accusations of being systemically racist and that we suppress minorities as a nation, which gave birth to the Biden administration, in which we have gotten unrestricted illegal entry into this country from our southern border. Post January 6th, another emergency, we got the prosecution and arrest of people without due process, just like what happened in Germany, many of whom were ratted out by relatives, friends, and co-workers simply for having been present in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And we currently have American citizens being held without due process with no trial dates in terrible conditions, basically political prisoners in our own capital. And then lastly, post-COVID, we got the approval of and the rallying around cancel culture and wokeism to silence anyone who says anything that is in opposition to the government and media narratives. Until yesterday. What happened yesterday? Well, Whoopi Goldberg on The View went on a little bit of a rant that the Holocaust wasn't about race. It was about man's inhumanity to man. That it couldn't have been about race because white people killed white people. The Germans were white and the Jews were white. And that the Nazis, quote, according to Whoopi, lied. They lied because they really weren't opposing a race. They were opposing a religion. Even though, I might add, Mein Kampf, Hitler's own book, specifically refers to Jews as a race he believes needs to be annihilated. Whoopi Goldberg got an awful lot of response, both pro and con, to what she had said, mostly con. And as a result, she has been suspended for 2 weeks. Mika Brzezinski, who co-hosts The Morning Show with her husband, said the following this morning. It is the worst thing that can happen to a career. She's talking about Whoopi Goldberg. It is the worst thing that can happen in a career. And so I really feel like, especially at The View, where their show is based on arguments, it's based on debates, it's based about making moments, and they're pushed to do that. And I hope that there is some learning for everybody on the show in terms of grace, in terms of forgiveness, in terms of more of a space of kindness. I know that may not make as many ratings, but you know, this is something that is just going to like start getting ridiculous. I mean, if Whoopi Goldberg is canceled, that would be the end. I mean, that would be the end of this all. This cancel culture is getting so out of hand. There are so many positives, Joe, she's talking to her husband, that could happen out of this mistake. And instead, I feel like it's headed in the wrong direction. End quote. I find it fascinating that Mika Brzezinski, who hasn't cared about Joe Rogan or anybody else on the right, who's been canceled, who's been deplatformed, who's been blackballed, who's been boycotted, she hasn't cared an iota. But what happened to Whoopi Goldberg is the left turning on its own. It's the cancel culture out of control, which is inevitable. It was inevitable. Because like the brown shirts who were part of the Nazi movement, when they too became expendable, when they too seemed to undermine the bigger picture, Hitler had them all killed. They were of his party. They were of the Nazi party. Whoopi Goldberg is super left, and yet she got canceled. Because her comment, not because she said Jews are not a race, because I don't think there are enough people who give a damn about what the Jews are or aren't unless they're talking about BDS and boycotting Israel. And I say that because I'm a Jew, and I say it facetiously, but I say it also that it's true. That wasn't why she got canceled. She got canceled because there was enough pushback that she became a temporary liability to the bigger picture of what the media and tech and government, all on the left, have in store for all of us. It reminds me of the Mary Shelley novel, Modern Day Prometheus. She wrote it in 1818. It is actually where Frankenstein comes from. Most people think Frankenstein was the monster, but he wasn't. It was Dr. Victor von Frankenstein who excelled in chemistry in college and tried to create a humanoid, and it went awry, and he created a monster instead. I think that's what has happened with cancel culture, with wokeism, with the extremism of the left. I think they will create and have begun to create their own monster. And it will turn and eat their own in the process. And to the Mika Brzezinskis and to those who think that they're exempt, to the Hollywood elite and the tech Silicon Valley elite and the Washington elite, who all and the financial market elite, who all think that they're immune, who all think they won't be the object, they're wrong. Because once you create a monster, it has a will of its own, and it has an agenda of its own, and it will eat off its own foot in pursuit of that agenda. So we all need to be really careful about what we allow to have happen following what is billed as an emergency. We need to be aware. We need to be awake. We need to be vocal in our refusal to bend the knee, to comply. We need to be vocal in our opposition when what is proposed is such an intense infringement upon our individuality and our individual liberty that we run the risk that when the alleged emergency is over, or the real emergency is over, that we will have so abdicated personal responsibility for the illusion of a little security, that in the end, we shall have neither. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Friday. Until I am, by all means, stay safe and think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.